The playoffs are set, and they are a little staggering. I'm Case Kiefer alongside Ray Brewer here on Prep Sports Now, and I don't think we ever committed our season predictions to paper or even to audio, I suppose, but I think there's a good chance we would have been quite wrong looking at how the playoff brackets shake out. Of course, the regional playoffs get underway Tuesday night. Excited to see how this all plays out, but as I've alluded to multiple times already in 30 seconds, there could be some surprising results, especially looking back to the last 3 months ago.
Yeah, especially in the Sunrise case. Coronado, not only were they the back-to-back defending region champs, they hadn't lost a league game in 3 years, and they go in their beat three times in the league, including a loss to Silverado, which is the number four seed tomorrow night at Canyon Springs. Canyon went undefeated in the Northeast, but you could very much argue that the level of play there wasn't as strong as it was in the Southeast. So the field's wide open between Liberty, Canyon, Foothill, and Coronado. Anybody could win this thing. So it's going to be fun. And I thought at the beginning of the year, if you were making odds, Coronado would have been a heavy favorite to win the whole region. Now we've got live action on four teams, and three of them, Foothill can't beat Coronado, Coronado can't beat Liberty, and Liberty can't beat Foothill. So both teams are, you know, perfect against the other this season. So that's going to be fun. And in the Sunset, Faith Lutheran, as I told you at the beginning of the year, they're the number one seed. And now that Elijah Cody's back, they appear to be good. And, of course, you got Gorman and Clark, who we all assume is going to be playing for the title on Saturday.
Yeah, Faith Lutheran does seem to be coming together at the right time. If we were most wrong on anything, I think definitely it would be the Southeast, and I think everyone was that way. I don't think anyone saw Coronado being the three seed. Still went 7-3 in league, as you said, but 15-11 overall. They played a tough schedule. I'm kind of setting us up for an argument here because I think we're going to differ. But if one team – we talked about all year. I think the beginning of the year we talked about the Southwest could go undefeated in the playoffs and Tuesday night when they play the Northwest. Now – you've mentioned how weak the Northeast is. Who has a better chance of going undefeated on Tuesday, the Southeast or the Southwest? The Southwest, of course, Gorman and Clark, the 1-2. Desert Oasis and Sierra Vista snag the 3-4, and Durango is the strong team left out.
Yeah, and that's a good question. I wish you would have given me some time to think about it.
I just thought of it, but I thought you'd be strong on one side. So I'm
well,
surprised
so here's
you're kind
the
of
deal.
Torn.
Our picks that are published on LasVegasSun.com, I have Arborview winning. So I have two Southwest and two Northwest teams winning tomorrow night in the quarters. I just think that's a bad matchup for Dio. I think you could argue that Dio and Sierra Vista have a really good player for each team and not much around them.
You could argue. I don't know if it's necessarily true.
I don't know if it's necessarily true either, but, you know, it's could Ellis and could Hesse carry those two teams respectively?
I mean, it's just that the airport test, which is very flawed, but I saw Desert Oasis out on the town in their jerseys the other day, and they look like an impressive group of kids, honestly. Man, who knows? Maybe they can't play, but they could have me fooled by their looks.
Yeah, I think that all roads in the Sunset lead to Gorman Clark. Be very interested Thursday, though, for the semis. If a team gets hot early against one of those two teams, could we get an upset? Remember the year we all thought it was going to be Centennial Gorman and Paolo snuck in there? Could Faith be Paolo?
That's what I really love about this week and love about basketball in general is I just feel like there is a lot better chance, even for these great teams like Gorman and Clark, I think there's a lot better chance for an upset than sometimes we make it sound. I mean, it takes one bad night from one of these powerhouses and one good night from a team that, like Desert Oasis, is still a really good team, 19-9. It doesn't take much to pull an upset like that. So I think we're filling out the brackets. We're both going to have Gorman and Clark. Gorman's beat them three times already this year, but I'm not going to be absolutely shocked if something like that did happen.
Yeah, and that's, I don't know, you wouldn't be absolutely shocked?
No, I wouldn't be absolutely shocked.
Wow. I mean, I feel like
Durango went 8-12 this year, 4-8 in the league, and they had Gorman on the ropes, what, 2 weeks ago? They won by two.
At its yard. But, yeah, and they
– Still.
Back to Jim, yeah. I don't know. I just think that, for me, do you think Gorman's double digits better than anybody in that tournament?
Double digits?
Yeah,
no.
That's 10 or more.
No.
Okay.
I mean, we just saw the Clark game on Friday. They won by 1 point on what was almost a buzzer beater.
Yeah, and that, I think a lot of people were surprised, obviously, since we've last talked. Trey Woodbury no longer with Clark. He was, you know, on our preseason Super 7 team, one of the city's better players, obviously. And I think many thought Clark would fold without him, and yet they had Gorman on the ropes. Clark's one of these teams, Case, where if they try to run with you, they're going to blow you out, except for Gorman. I think Clark's best way to beat Gorman is to have that 50-49 game.
Yeah, and that's what they did. They just came out on the wrong end of it. I mean, yeah, I think Gorman, any other team, they're a double-digit favorite against, but I don't think Clark, even without Woodbury, who's no longer on the team, I don't think if you're making a line right now, it's Gorman minus 10. It might be close to that. It might be 7 or 8, but I still think that's going to be a game to look forward to. And look, I think it's going to happen. I would fill out my bracket that way, as I said, but I just would – I guess I would be a little bit less shocked than Brewer if there was an upset. Shifting to the Sunrise, if there's some upheaval over there – Where should we look? Where might be some spot?
Liberty's got a great 1-2 punch with Julian Strother, just a sophomore, and Cameron Burst, who had a knee injury where he didn't play much last year. So I think with those two guys rocking and rolling, that's a great 1-2 punch. And they have a great chance, but I mean – Why, if you're talking about, like, okay, would you be surprised if Silverado beat Canyon tomorrow?
I know Freddie's
going to kill me.
This is why I was setting you up, and you never answered my question, by the way. I am absolutely picking the Southwest to have a much better chance at 4-0. I've just seen Canyon be too good year after year in these playoffs to pick against them. I think that they're going to beat Silverado. I think the Southwest has a real chance to run the table on Tuesday, and I just don't see it with the Southeast, even though I think the other three teams, Foothill, Liberty, and Coronado, would be favored.
Yeah. I mean, Silverado's got some Jimmies and Joes, bro. I'm just saying.
Canyon, though, and I know you said, oh, they don't have as tough of a schedule. I know that's true, but you still work with the schedule you've given, and they've blown out the vast majority of teams. They've gone 21-2 and 8-0. I mean, that's got to count for something.
Yeah, I mean, they've won a lot of games, that's for sure. Listen, like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if Saturday night the team getting the trophy is someone we didn't expect. We could sit back here next week and either Canyon, Liberty, Foothill, or Coronado could be the champion, and I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I mean, I've watched this tournament too many years. I've watched Canyon use a JV call-up to win the thing. I watch Green Valley somehow win the thing. You know what I'm saying? I watch El Dorado make it all the way to the finals a few years ago. Remember that?
Yeah.
I mean, dude, in this side of town, Henderson, where we're at now, anything can happen. And then you got Gorman over there that just dominates.
Yeah, I just, you know, looking over it, I think Canyon's lack of schedule strength might be a little overstated. Like right now, just gut reaction, where do you think Canyon would have finished if they were in the Southwest? I know you're not going to have them above Gorman and Clark, or where do they finish below?
Well, Faith went over to Canyon and beat them by double digits about a week and a half ago.
Okay.
So do the math there.
All right. Well, they've also beaten Desert Oasis, Sierra Vista, and Durango.
By a lot.
Looks like they beat Desert they only beat Desert Oasis by two. Who's the three seed? It was at Desert Oasis, though. They beat Sierra Vista by 11. This one kind of more mid-year. They beat Durango by 15.
Yeah. This is, again, this is one of the beauties of high school basketball here.
Oh, how about this? Only a couple weeks ago, they beat Arborview by 15.
Did they?
So I don't know. Looking at this, it makes me think that Faith only beat them by 6, too.
By 6.
It's a close game.
At Canyon, though.
Yeah, at Canyon.
I think the beauty of high school basketball in this city, especially this year, is there's a lot of teams that could beat each other. And while Gorman's, whatever, six-time defending state champion, you go back and look at that, Centennial had, you know, a shot. Centennial was up and had a shot to beat him in two of the 6 years, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And then Clark last year kind of gave it away.
Certainly in the state championship.
So half of those years, I mean, we could be talking about a different scenario, to say the least.
Yeah, you could certainly make that case, and I think there's some merit there.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. Should we touch on the picks? Or what about the 3A? Maybe you should give us the 3A overview before we get there.
And see, that the 3A, talking about interesting, Desert Pines and Cheyenne we kind of knew about, right?
Yeah, we figured they'd be like kind of the two big bad teams to mess with down there.
But what about Boulder City and Shap?
I think you should just right now say alone your Chaparral Cowboys 11-1, the best league record of any team on the lower level.
Did you
level.
See who the one though was too?
No, who was it?
They lost to Tech this week. I don't know what they were doing, but they lost the Tech.
Wow, so pretty close to a perfect season.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Shap is going to play Cheyenne Thursday. Winner goes to state. DP is going to play Boulder City. Winner goes to state, according to the brackets. Boulder City's, for them, very good. Desert Pines is a team that defending state champion, and those guys are gamers. When it's time to go, they go. Wasn't pretty early, but they're ready to roll. And then I think Cheyenne, somehow DP ends up winning the league 8-2. They beat Cheyenne when it mattered in the second game. But both DP and Cheyenne had losses in the league. So one team's not going to get in between DP's going to state and who's going, Shap or Cheyenne.
All right, well, hopefully, I agree with you. DP does seem like they've always risen to the occasion whenever they need to, but Boulder City's no walkover. They've had a good year. That's who DP will have to mm-hmm. be to get into state. Running through these picks, Tech, they knocked off Cheyenne. Can they do it to DP on Tuesday?
No chance.
All right. I got to agree. I'm going with Desert Pines as well. This is the one where it looks like you're saying there could be an upset. Mojave going to Boulder City.
Yeah, I mean, Boulder City's the home team, so I think that they really could sling it around. I got the Eagles.
Yeah, big advantage for them, and shout-out to them for having that great season and getting home court. That's going to be big here. I mm-hmm. think that's going to be the difference and why they beat what looks like a pretty evenly matched Mojave team. I'll go with Boulder City as well. Del Sol at Cheyenne.
Cheyenne, Keyshawn Hall. Let's eat. When that kid starts eating, he's going to be really good.
Yeah, I mean, Cheyenne, still a force to be reckoned with here. I think that they easily get to the second round. Probably not going to be picking any upsets here because Sunrise Mountain and Chaparral is the final game, and we both just talked about how much we like the Cowboys this year.
Yeah, I wish I could be a little more biased, but I like the Cowboys' chances. It's going to be a good game with Cheyenne.
All right, as we alluded to earlier, never expected Coronado to have to be traveling the first game of the playoffs, but here we are, let alone traveling to El Dorado, who sneaks into that number two. Vegas has a rough end of the season. They slipped to the three, so Coronado is going to El Dorado. I got to think you still favor the Cougars. I'm going to go with them here.
I am too. I think they win big. I think they turn it on. They've got, obviously, they got a great player in Hardy. Who would have thought, though, Coronado the three? What would have the odds
crazy.
Been on that before
yeah.
the year? I mean,
wouldn't
they hadn't
it.
Lost in 3 years.
Yeah, I'm fairly surprised by how that played out. What about the other 2-3 game in the Sunrise? Las Vegas now going to Liberty. Which Southeast team is more likely to fall in the first round, Liberty or Coronado?
God.
I say neither because I'm picking Liberty, but I guess if I had to –
The only way I see Coronado losing is if the Hardy kid forgets his shoes and doesn't play.
I think he would just play on socks then. But I don't see Liberty losing either. I feel like we go through this rigmarole with Vegas every year. They're good early, and then they just kind of slip, and I don't know. They run into a better team.
But they
early
do
in the
have
playoffs.
A good player in Joyner, and Liberty
has a great, great player in Strother.
And a good player in Burst. Yeah.
I'm going Liberty.
Me too.
Okay.
Do we differ in any games?
Not yet. Okay. We will eventually.
Okay.
So I might have to wait for a while because I don't think we're disagreeing here either. Silverado, one of those teams that beat Coronado this year, they're going to Canyon Springs. How much of a shot do you give them?
I give them a good shot. Some people I've talked to said that Silverado's a live dog. I don't see Canyon folding. I think Canyon wins the game, but I think it's going to be close. Closer than you think.
Yeah, it's hard to go against that track record, that pedigree. I'm going Canyon. I just can't see them not making it to the semifinal at the region site. That they're a linchpin there, and I think they'll be there again this year. So we're in agreement on the Sunrise. Also, we didn't pick the Foothill game because they will be playing the winner of a playing game between Valley and Rancho tonight.
But we pretty much both agree it'll be Foothill.
Yeah, we'll be picking Foothill, and you could stay tuned. We'll update the picks with our official pick tomorrow. Shifting to the Sunset, Cimarron at Gorman.
Gorman.
Yeah, not much to say here. Gorman, Zion Collins had, not that he hasn't been great all year, but maybe his best game in beating Clark in that 50-49 victory. And that's what you want to see a freshman like him peaking going into the playoffs where you're going to try to defend this run of state titles. So Gorman for me, Centennial at Clark.
I think this game is going to be a little closer. I can't believe Centennial fell all the way to the 3.
I know, they were the 1 at this time last week. They lost 2 games. Yeah. That's just how close it was all year over there.
I think Clark's D oftentimes gets overrated, underrated. I got the Chargers.
Yeah, I think that you can't really pick against Clark here. Like I said, I wouldn't be shocked if one of these teams gets upset. I would be shocked if one of these teams gets upset on Tuesday night. If one of them's going to get upset, it's going to be Thursday. Maybe a team that'll have a chance to do it will be the winner of this next one, Desert Oasis at Arborview.
See, and this is where I got Arborview rolling. I'm not rolling, but winning. I think Arborview, maybe I think this is the best game of the day, CK, and maybe Arborview's got a chance to kind of continue its great season, if you will.
I was very surprised by your pick here, and finally we are going to disagree because I'm going DO. I know we put a lot of emphasis on Hesse, but look, it's not just – and last year I think it was the Hesse show. I mean, I think had a losing record. They missed the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken. But this year, 19-9, they're winning close games. They're winning blowouts. I think they've been a little bit better than we've given them credit for maybe. The Kamari Burnside kid also averaging 14 points a game. I think they might have a little bit more than we realize. So I like D.O. in this game. Okay. I don't even think it's really an upset. I think this is kind of a pick'em, or maybe D.O. is a slight favorite.
Okay. I can't disagree. I just think Arbor's going to pull out a close one.
All right. This next one would be an upset. I think we have a clear favorite in this game. Sierra Vista at Faith Lutheran. Who do you got?
Well, see, this is a good – I enjoy the Fox kid, Jalen Fox from Faith. The Cody kid is back and healthy and playing well. But we all know that Cervis is going to have the best player on the court, right?
Yeah, I think you'd have to say that.
Right. So the question of the day is, can the best player on the court beat the best team who plays really good at home? So I think this game's going to be closer. I think Faith pulls away.
All right. Well, these teams played twice this year, once at the very beginning of the year, once in December. Faith won by 10, but Maka Ellis, that was while he was out. Didn't even play.
Elijah Cuddy was out, too. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Fair enough. I'm not going through an entire playoff picks and not picking one upset. I feel like that's a cheap way out. I'm going to go with Sierra Vista here in a close game.
The 4 against the 1?
Hey, were you not the one at the beginning of the year telling me that the Southwest was going to go undefeated?
Okay.
You were telling me that.
Let me ask you this. Who's got a better chance for an upset? Silverado or Sierra?
I'm saying Sierra because they have the superstar.
They do.
Silverado has some decent players. I just feel like, basketball, it's a cliche, but it's true. If you have that one singular dominant performance, you can beat just about anybody, and I just feel like Sierra Vista has the better chance of getting that.
If you have LeBron.
Yeah. Not okay. That Mock Ellis is LeBron, but he's closer than anyone, I think, on Faith's roster.
Okay.
So I'm going with Sierra Vista.
Okay.
Make it interesting. Any parting thoughts for the rest of this week? You're gonna have fun out there. I know you'll be around at the some of the Sunrise games.
Okay, I agree with you.
That was a question, not a thing to agree with.
I'm trying to find out which game I'm going to go to on Tuesday, actually.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah. All right, well, we'll be out at some of these games Thursday and Saturday. Looking forward to it, and we'll come back to you next week to break down the state tournament. It'll be fun. There should be some close games to discuss. For Ray, I'm Case. Thanks for listening to Prep Sports Now.